Joe Good and Simon Lederman on BBC London 94.9. In this hour, we invite into the studio a friend of the show to offer up some recommendations of interesting things to do in this city. This week, it's the hairdresser's friend, Phil Dave, who comes in with some of the tourist attractions in London that we often overlook. But certainly coming, Andy, as I know will be the case for many of you in this city who have the rallies visiting over the Christmas holidays. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning. Welcome. Hairdresser's nightmare, more like, but yes.
Well, I don't know. It's a very, very severe trim, but it's. I think it works for you. Can't think of anybody else.
You know what works for you? You've got a good shaped head.
Thank you.
And that does, because you've got very shaved up hair, and it does reveal the shape of someone's head. Also, and I always say this when people shave their heads, you've got no scars on your head.
He hasn't, but if the hairdresser carries on, they did it to
Oliver Reed, and it was a massive scar. Anyway.
You know where he had that tattoo?
Where?
Right, let's talk about the Shard, Phil.
Yes,
let's talk about the Shard.
Now, I had never been up the Shard before, and I have to confess that... Joe Good, please. I had never been to the top of the Shard before, and I did get to think to myself, what on earth could the top of the Shard offer that you couldn't see?
And I was, before I went, quite scared of the height.
I don't like heights, personally. I could happily stay on the ground. And I was slightly convinced that there was nothing I was going to see at the top of the Shard that I wouldn't be able to see on, say, one of those aerial viewing websites that we all know and love, that you can just look down on top of Earth and see everything you need to. But what's really weird about the Shard is it alters your perspective of London, because when you're up there, because you are so high, all you're seeing is everything what appears to be moving in slow motion. Because you're that far up, that trains that are moving at 100 miles an hour suddenly seem like they're crawling along. Cars that are whizzing along at all sorts of speeds just seem like that they're almost just blots moving along. It's absolutely amazing, a fantastic view. And best of all, at the top of the Shard, if you go on the outside, you've got two views. You've got the view from the gallery, and then you go even higher up to the, I think it's something like the 70th floor, something along those lines. And the air is so fresh up there. It's
worth
amazing.
It, just for that.
It is amazing,
isn't it?
And it's quite scary how it highlights just how polluted the air in London must be. So I can honestly say that it is absolutely worth it.
Not cheap.
Not cheap, a cheap day out.
It's about something like, what is it, 25 quid a ticket?
It is. Tickets can vary. They're £25, £29 they can be. It really depends. The best thing to do is go and check out theviewfromtheshard.com. But as far as the actual view is concerned, there's no point in me sitting here and listing all of the landmarks, because there's practically not one bit of London that you can't see from the top of the
Fantastic.
Shard.
Fantastic. Thank you. I've still not actually been up the Shard myself. Tell us about... Oh, the producer says the kids go free if they want to
Indeed
go.
Indeed, so they do. Yes, there's a special offer at the moment that until the 6th of January, children go free.
What else have you got?
Borough Market.
Oh,
now,
yes.
I've never been to Borough Market either, you see. This is nice. I'm getting to do all of these things that I would never normally consider doing. And when I was told, producer Stephen, that I'd never been to Borough Market before, he looked at me as if I'd gone mad, because...
You're quite used to, I would imagine, after many years
but,
of working
No,
here.
But, that's not your part of London, is
no.
it? And people usually shop, which is local to them. You wouldn't think of going to buy fruit and vegetables from Borough Market.
I wouldn't, but everyone talks of it, and I probably should have gone sooner. My goodness, I should have. It was absolutely incredible. As soon as you walk into Borough Market, the smells that you're hit with are absolutely extraordinary. It's just really fresh food and absolutely tantalising. Oh, scent's just amazing.
I love it. It's a bit like...
Do you know what? I can't even put it into words.
No,
it's
reminds
so
me when I walk into the food halls in places like, well, the great stores in the West End, St Oxford Street, and also over in Knightsbridge, and you just think, if I had millions... I know the Borough Market is a very... And they're all quite reasonable. But if you think... if that were the place you could shop regularly, how wonderful. Now, for those who don't know Borough Market, precise location.
Okay, so what you want to do is you want to go to London Bridge Station for Borough Market, and as soon as you get out of the station, it's not... I don't think it's that obvious, actually. I had to look for it. But there are large gates with Borough Market written at the top of it, but they're in the middle of a parade of shops.
So you have to go behind.
You do have to sort of look for it, but then once you're there, you just think, how on earth did I miss this? What I particularly like about Borough Market, though, is that when you look one direction and then you see there's fresh breads on one side and then fresh fruit and veg and all sorts of different fresh produce, fresh is most definitely the word of that market, is as soon as you turn your head, you get a different smell. And that's what's just amazing. And I really did eat my way through that market.
It is fantastic. And also, you know, if you just want to go and watch, there are really nice bars and coffee shops around there as well, aren't there? So you can just people watch.
And best of all, they also had a stand that was selling mulled cider. Ooh. And I haven't had mulled cider for a long time. So that was very exciting. Lovely.
Let's move on. So we've done the Shard, we've done Borough Market. Covent Garden.
Yes. Now, Covent Garden, to me, is always a winner. You can't ever go to Covent Garden and go away feeling depressed because it's just such a quirky part of London. It is, without doubt, one of my favourite parts. And especially at Christmas time, because what I love about Covent Garden, is that when you go into the piazza, you've obviously got all the expensive shops there that if you're in a fortunate enough position, absolutely, you can splash out a bit and spend to your heart's content. However, on the other side of it, you've also got the market and there are some stalls as well. So there's something for everybody. There's always live performance and live performances from various artists who are obviously just trying to make their way in life. And that's what I like about them, is that they're up that unspoilt stage. So there's no big-headedness with it. There's nothing that sort of means that they just automatically assume you're going to love them.
They're having to work to get your attention.
They want your love.
Yeah.
And as a result of it, I think they put that little bit more into their performance. And I just think...
So true of all of us, Simon, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Best of all. You don't even have to pay anything. Just go there and watch someone for free.
Give us 10 seconds on Winter Wonderland before we finish.
10 seconds on Winter
Wonderland. Is it
worth
it? Tell me that.
I would say, yes, it's worth it. You've got to like crowds because it is very popular, to say the least. It's not necessarily cheap, but it's as expensive as you make it. Ticket prices vary for all the different attractions, whether that be for the circus, for Winter Wonderland's ice rink, all the different things that you could go to. Just depends. It is as expensive as you make it.
And Phil, Hyde Park is the place for
indeed.
That. Lovely, Phil.
Thank you so much, Dave.
It
is Joe Good, Simon Lederman on BBC London 94.9, 7:30. Travel news in the morning, sport on the way. Before that, Abby Lewis in the head.